Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, Millionaire Mindcast fam? I got a great episode for all you wealth builders today. Being that I've been getting, this has probably been the number one question that I've been asked over the last 90 days, which has been really, really fun and exciting to connect with so many of you via text. If you're new to the show, or if you've been listening and you haven't texted me yet, be sure to introduce yourself, who you are, where you're from, and you can do that by texting me at 844-447-1555. So if you're new to the show, you got a question, you got a guest you want me to interview, you got a topic you want me to cover, text me. And you can do that by 844-447-1555. But probably the number one question I've gotten over the last 90 days is, how did you get your start when you didn't have any experience, you didn't have any money? And in today's episode, I'm going to take you guys back to the very beginning and walk you through my journey to my first deal and how I made $100,000 net on my first real estate investment, and more importantly, how I did it without using any of my own money. That's a really key part that holds people back from taking action. And I'm gonna debunk that for you guys today to give you a little bit more confidence and connect some of those dots on how you can apply this to your own real estate wealth building journey, being that I know many of you are leveraging either your business, the vehicle of real estate, or stocks or bonds or the market to go out and create more wealth, create more income, create and unlock more financial freedom. So we're going to dig into that on today's episode. If you guys haven't gone over to go.millionairemindcast.com and entered the monthly giveaway in over $1,100 worth of prizes, we pull one listener each and every month. This last month was our man Dan Farrell. Congratulations to Dan. And we're having individuals opt into that every single day, asking one question that they want answered on the show. And they just get entered into that contest. You can head over to go.millionairemindcast.com to do that. But I'm going to share with you guys some tools and some resources and the mindset that is going to be necessary for going out and leveraging the vehicle of real estate to build more wealth for you. And whether you are seasoned and experienced, whether you are just getting started, whether you haven't even started yet, but you know you want to walk that path of real estate investments over the course of your career and your life, I'm going to share with you guys how I got started and how this one strategy has allowed me to flip hundreds of houses over the last few years using none of my own money, that when I generate the income from those profits to go out and buy more passive income streams through rentals and now a hotel and commercial strip centers and all kinds of cool stuff. But where it all started, the humble beginnings. So we're going to dig into that on today's episode right after this quick message. Hey guys, if you are someone who considers themselves a high achiever, but you often find yourself really busy, while those important tasks get procrastinated on or pushed off, then the Rich Life Planner is the perfect productivity tool for you. This planner was specifically designed to help you plan out your top goals, to build better habits, and to track your progress and growth all in one place. If you are ready to unlock new levels of success in 2020, head over to therichlifestore.com and grab yours today. So I'm gonna share with you guys the story, you know, the journey of where it all began, the crazy journey to finding my first deal and how it completely changed my life and how your first deal can do the same thing for you, or the next deal can do the same thing for you. I always say, all it takes is one person, one relationship, one strategy, one aha, one experience that could completely set your life on a new trajectory. And when I was getting into real estate investing, I would have never thought that I would be where I'm at today. And it actually all started when I was expelled from high school. I don't know if many of you know that, but I was expelled from high school, and I went to a continuation high school. I had to do all kinds of things in order to kind of get that expunged from my record and get my GED, and I was able to get into college. Thankfully, I got into college. I went to UC Santa Barbara, and who would have thought the same thing I got expelled for from high school, I actually got arrested for in college. That was physical altercations. I was involved in drugs and fighting and alcohol, and it was a past life for me. But the lesson in that was, wherever you're at, whoever you are, you don't have to let your past equal your future. You have a choice. And I remember that day, you know, praying to God, man, if I get a second chance, I know I want to be successful. I know this isn't the person that I want to become, that I am. And if you give me that opportunity, being that this is a fork in the road moment in my life, and I'm sure we can all relate to having those moments in our life. Maybe you didn't go to jail. Maybe, you know, you didn't get expelled from high school, but you had that rock bottom moment where life was testing you to see what you're made of, how bad you really want it. What path are you going to walk on? And I remember getting out of jail that day, and I ended up getting a bunch of interviews to try and get a job and kind of get course corrected a little bit. And after all of those interviews, I ended up getting hired at one place. And I started at $10 an hour making cold calls. And that's essentially where I finished myself and got myself through college and graduated. And that was my first exposure to entrepreneurship, working for a small business owner. And I was working there for about 3 years. I worked my way up, you know, climbed, I guess, the ladder in that small business in a much smaller capacity of maybe where some of you are at. And I was 20 years old. And I just remember, you know, being what I felt overworked, underpaid, and underappreciated. And so I decided one day to make this career hit list, right? What kind of career do I want that is going to enable me to live the life that I wanted? Because I don't know about you, but I'm guessing if you're listening to this podcast, you have big dreams, big goals, big aspirations, a big vision for what your rich life looks like. And everybody has a different definition of that. But I knew that I wanted to achieve big things. And when I started writing down my career hit list, I knew that I wanted to be my own boss. I knew that I wanted unlimited earning potential. There was no cap on what I could make. I knew that I wanted to help others achieve their goals in whatever vehicle of business and career path I chose. I wanted that lifestyle design, right? I was also very young, so I wanted, you know, to be able to travel and do all these fun and exciting and sexy things and have time with loved ones and people that I cared about. But I also remember writing down at the end of that list that I didn't want to just do all those things. I didn't want to just collect, you know, an income and make a bunch of money, but I also wanted to be in a space that allowed me to create long-term wealth. And when I started going down that checklist, the one space that checked all those boxes was real estate. And so I got my real estate license and I started educating myself, skilling up, enhancing my knowledge. And I remember reading all these books and I remember thinking to myself, man, this is going to be easy. This is going to be like shooting fish in a barrel. Hearing about all these people's success stories and how much money they were making, I was like, oh, fire up the jet, get my car ready, because I am going to kill it. And then after getting my real estate license, I stared at a phone for about 2 weeks waiting for people to call me. Where are all these deals? Where are all these opportunities? Where are all these big checks? And my first year was an absolute failure. I ended up working for somebody for free for about, you know, 40, 50 hours a week. And I had zero investments purchased. And I made about $44,000 being a realtor. And when I was working, how many hours a week I was working, it was came out to my hourly rate about $12 an hour. And I realized, man, that's an extremely low ROI on my time. So I started seeing other people investing in real estate and crushing it. And I said, man, I got to figure this out. I need to find a way to work smarter, not harder. I need to increase the ROI on my time, because I know that I do not want to be 80 years old grinding away because I have to, not because I want to. And I remember at 21 years old, filled with all this doubt, and really no matter what age you're at, when you're at the beginning of something new and you're green, just remember, number one, every master starts as a student. Every, you know, sensei began as a white belt. And I had all of these doubts of how am I going to fund my deals? I'm living at home with my dad. I have credit card debt up the wazoo. I have no credit. I had about $800 in my savings account going from paycheck to paycheck, really commission check to commission check. And these, you know, limiting beliefs of, I don't have any money. How am I going to fund the deals even if I find them? And in the beginning, not knowing how to analyze deals and how much to offer and what really is a good deal and how do I do a rehab or get a tenant in there? How do I know if this is enough cash flow? What if I screw up a contract and get myself in legal trouble? The list just went on and on and on and on. And those were the things that really prevented me from taking the action that I needed to. But it wasn't until one day that I ended up meeting a mentor. I met someone who had the results that I wanted to model after, that had the reputation that I wanted to model after, that had the resume that I wanted to have behind me. And so I started getting in proximity to that person. Mentorship is one of the greatest, as you've heard me say this before, life and business hacks on the planet. To be able to condense your learning curve, to accelerate the results you can get, to avoid the mistakes that you might make on your own, to tap into their resources, wisdom, their connections that take years and decades to get. It's one of the greatest hacks out there. And as I got into proximity of more people, in more conversations, in more experiences, I began to become a little bit more weaponized, more confident, a little bit more tools on my tool belt, getting a little bit more skilled. And as I started taking more action, it took me about 10 months to find my first deal. And I remember that call like it was yesterday. I was going around tacking up bandit signs from 3 to 5 in the morning for weeks on end, getting hundreds of calls of people to tell me, you know, take your ugly ass bandit sign out of my neighborhood, you scammer, you're, you know, you unethical snake, all kinds of bad things, right? I had hundreds and hundreds of those calls. But I was so committed to the outcome of, I know this is the vehicle and the path that is going to get me to where I want to go and unlock the things that I want to unlock. And I was convicted. I was playing the long-term game. And don't get me wrong. There were many times where I was discouraged and thought, I want to quit. I need to go get a safe job. I need to hang this hobby up on the side. There's no way that I'm going to be able to do this. But I was playing the long-term game. I was convicted. I tapped into the grit. I tapped into my resourcefulness over my resources. And I got that one phone call. And there are many reasons why people obviously consider selling their property at a discount or off market, whether it's financial hardship, medical hardship, downsizing or relocating. They can't keep up with the maintenance or the repairs. Maybe they need, you know, to do something quickly in their life. And I remember getting the phone call where this son was in town. He saw my bandit sign as he was driving to his mother's house, and she really checked every single one of those boxes. Financial hardship, medical hardship. They were trying to downsize her and relocate her out of state closer to the family so they could help her. And I knew that there was some opportunity here. So opportunity does not last very long. And you have to be open, you have to be ready, and you have to be nimble, and you got to move quickly. So I remember driving up to that house, all excited. I had my suit and tie on. I, you know, had my clipboard, and, you know, I'm going in there all professional, thinking, all right, I got this in the bag, right? With all these doubts swirling in the back of my head, I still showed up. Part of getting rewarded in life is just showing up. That's half the battle. And that led me to the Cat Lady house. I know many of you have probably heard or seen some of these types of houses on Hoarders or on different TV shows or flip shows, and this literally was one of those scenarios. The Cat Lady house, she had over 100 stray cats coming and going inside of her house. The smell of cat pee as I was walking up to the door slapped me across the face. But guess what? That smell smelled like money to me. That smelled like opportunity. And so as I walked into that house, I ended up connecting with this woman, understanding what her motivation was, what her challenges were, and what her goals were. And by listening and asking the right questions, I was able to get clarity in what that was. And based on my skill set and what I knew I could provide to her, I was able to put together an offer. And I ended up purchasing that property, long story short, for $75,000. I put $30,000 into it. And this was back in 2011 at 21 years old. And I ended up funding that property with 100% of other people's money. I'm going to share with you guys here in a second how I did that. And I ended up selling it for over $225,000 and netting after paying out the investors who I used their money, OPM, other people's money, to purchase that house. After paying them all out, I netted $100,000 at the age of 21. Again, no credit, racked up credit card debt, no money in my savings account, really no experience whatsoever under my belt, very little resources, a lot of grit, a lot of conviction, a lot of resourcefulness, and a lot of action. And I'm here to tell you that that one deal completely changed my life. And if I would have given up on the belief that I could go out and find that deal, that even though I didn't have all those resources, all that experience, all that money to go out and get that done yet, I still believe that if I found the opportunity, I would be able to make it happen no matter what. And that's exactly what happened. And by being able to utilize the platform that real estate investing has given me, it has unlocked, after that first deal, so much income, so much freedom, so much of an ability to impact other people. And I want that for each and every one of you. And just so you know, if you are new to the Millionaire Mindcast, we talk about wealth building in all areas of life. But there are financial pillars, whether it's the markets and equities, whether it's your business vehicle, whether it's real estate investing, that you need to master in order to create an income that gives you more freedom, more options, more ability to impact, to donate, to create the life and the experiences that you desire. And for me, when I did this first deal, I remember walking out of the signing office, and I had this $106,000 check, more money than I'd ever made in my entire life, thinking that if I can go and find more opportunities like this, if I can go and solve more people's problems, if I can go out and find these types of opportunities, the money's going to come. The team is going to come. I can figure everything else out. Somebody who has no experience, no resume, no credit, no money, can go out and make $106,000 on one property at the age of 21, anybody can do this. And that's what I've done over the last decade, is rinse and repeat that model over and over and over and over again. And I knew that this was going to become my path to financial freedom. I went on to make an additional $268,000 that year. I bought my first two rental properties that brought in about $500 a piece. Long story short on those, I just sold one of those properties that I bought for $75,000 for $300K about 8 years later. Okay, so again, if you are thinking about real estate investing being a path to financial freedom, a vehicle to unlock more wealth, you have to make sure that you're playing the long game. This is not a get-rich-quick industry, and it's sad and it's frustrating to hear how many people think it is. If you can wrap your head around that and you can believe that, hey, you don't need to know it all. You don't need to know it all. You just need to take action and surround yourself with the people who do and can fill in the gaps that you might have of your specific skills or your specific strategies or your specific resources right now, and you keep taking action and you're in the game, you're going to give yourself a chance to find that opportunity just like I did. But here's the thing. You got to be in the game. You have to be in the game. Because if you're not in the game, you're not going to give yourself a chance to get on base and to score runs. Who gets paid the big bucks? You better believe it. It's the players. Not the fans, not the spectators, not the people watching from the sidelines. It's the people in the game. But guess what? Do those people strike out? Absolutely. The professionals strike out all the time. But the more reps they get by being in the batter's box, those pitches start to slow down. And eventually, they start to foul tip. And eventually, they start to hit singles. And eventually, they start to get doubles. And every once in a while, they get a triple or a home run or a grand slam. And the only way that's going to happen is if you're in the game. And if you want to get in the game and you want to do it for just $1, you guys can join the Rich Through Real Estate community, which has all kinds of cool training videos, calls, mastermind, our group, a lot of hard charging, active and aspiring real estate investors in that community. You can join that community for $1. All you got to do is text real estate. That's one word, no spaces. Text real estate to 844-447-1555. I created this promo to be able to give anybody that wants to get started no excuse to get tools and resources, and most importantly, a support and in proximity to a community who's taking action on that. So if you guys want to check that out, text me the word real estate to 844-447-1555. Now, I know many of you are probably wondering, how did you fund that first opportunity? Well, I show you guys in this training exactly how to do it, especially in the six-figure flipper course, which is basically my entire flipping business in a box. But I'm going to share with you on this first one how I went about doing it. Now, once I locked up that opportunity, I remember walking out of there. I had the contract for $75,000, a 10-day close, and I was so fired up. I was doing the discount double check. I was doing the Tiger Woods fist pump, walking to my car, and then I had that oh shit moment. I'm still living at home with my dad, and I have absolutely no money to my name. How the hell am I going to make this happen? I was so freaking excited, but then at the same time, I was so scared. Now, I knew there are many different ways of funding real estate, whether it's private money, whether it's hard money, whether it's partnering or doing a joint venture with somebody, whether it's creative financing options or seller financing. There's traditional banks, but I wouldn't qualify for that. So I started getting to work and now closing the gaps. And by going to my mentor and having people like those in our community around me to help me put this deal together, I ended up going out and getting a hard money loan, and they funded 90% of the purchase price and 100% of my construction. Awesome. Now I just need to come up with 10% down payment to close the property, as well as the payments to cover paying the mortgage while I was flipping the property. So what did I do? Well, I knew that I didn't have money, but I knew that I knew people who had money, or I knew that I knew people who had money, just like you do. Resourcefulness will always trump resources, 10 out of 10 times. And so I knew that I needed to surround myself and start tapping into and start communicating and connecting with people that may be interested in generating a return on an investment secured by real estate. And again, we teach all of this in depth on how to do it. I'm just giving you guys the high-level view. But long story short, I found that last 10% plus all of the money to make the payments and to pay the holding costs while I was doing it. And I closed that deal using 100% of other people's money and every payment that I made to the bank using other people's money. So I had no out-of-pocket expense. Now, I had to give them a return on that money while they invested it with me. But after flipping the house and successfully selling it 4 months later, everybody got their money back, plus the returns they were promised, and I got to walk away with a $106,000 check. Now again, inside our community, we talk about how to find deals, how to analyze deals, how to market for them, how to raise capital, how to fix them up and either rent them up for maximum cash flow, or how to fix them up and sell them for maximum profits. These are all things that we teach inside the Six Figure Flipper and in the Rich Through Real Estate community. But again, the biggest thing that changed the game for me was by having mentors and a community around me that lended me the confidence, the resources, the resume that I didn't yet have yet. But they gave that to me, they gifted that to me, and that's all it took to get that one deal under my belt to get a little confidence. Then from there, it was some swag, right? I had a little confidence, I had a little pep in my step, $106,000 check. All I need to do is go and rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. Skill up in the areas that I'm not skilled up yet. Become a master. Go from the white belt to the blue belt to the green belt to the black belt eventually. And that has taken some time, but it all started and it all began by being in the game. By being in the game. And I want that for each and every one of you who have been texting me. If you haven't texted me yet, be sure to text me at 844-447-1555, a question, a topic that you want me to dig into, whether it's on this or anything else. But that was the game changer, was by being in proximity to the people that put me on this path. And now looking back, thank God I didn't give up. Thank God I surrounded myself with those individuals who gave me the confidence to keep pushing through the tough times. And so if you are someone who is looking to get started in real estate and you want to get more information on our community, text real estate, one word, no spaces, to 844-447-1555. But this is where it all began, guys. And now, over the years, hundreds of houses flipped, millions of dollars of real estate rentals purchased, now commercial real estate, now a hotel. I would have never thought I'd be where I'm at today after flipping that first house. And I want to remind all of you who are out there leveraging real estate, a few things. Number one, you got to know what your goal is. Know what your goal is and when you want to achieve it by. Now, again, there will be milestones in this marathon that you're running, but what is that next marathon? What is that goal that you're looking to achieve? Whether it's a wealth goal, net worth, whether it's passive income, whether it's just making a certain amount of active income, whatever you're doing, what is your goal and when do you want to accomplish it by? Great. Now, what is the best vehicle for accomplishing that goal? Whether it's real estate, whether it's business, whether it's in the equities or, you know, the stock market. What is the vehicle? Then from there, what is your strategy that you're going to employ in that vehicle? From there, then we can reverse engineer an action plan to getting you to that milestone. And if you guys need more help, more support, text me at 844-447-1555, because that's what the Millionaire Mindcast is all about. I'm here to support you guys in unlocking that next level, whatever that is for you. We're all on our own journey. We're all marching on our own path to a million and beyond and to create that rich life, whatever it means for you. But as you get more intentional, my vertical, my pillar, my vehicle is always going to be real estate. Now I'm starting to diversify out into other areas in the equities markets and the stock market with people like Ryan, who's my wealth advisor and someone who has helped significantly accelerate my wealth plan and help me understand what goals I have in that vehicle, right? But again, it all started by getting in the game, stepping into the batter's box, knowing that, hey, if I strike out, it's okay. I'm going to step back in there again. If I strike out, I'm going to step back in there again. If I strike out, I'm going to step back in there again until I get on base, because I know I am capable. You know you're capable. There might be those fears. There might be those doubts. Get around people that are doing what you want to do, that can shorten your learning curve, that can help you avoid the mistakes that you might be making on your own, that can help you get those results faster, that can mentor you, that can give you the love, the guidance, the support that is so critical in today's world, especially when people may not understand your goals because they're too big, maybe because they gave up on their own goals, because they had an experience and they want to throw their bad experience, their poor mindset on everybody else. Don't let that happen. Proximity to a community is key. So I invite you, if you are interested in real estate, come hang out with us. Text real estate, one word, to 844-447-1555. That being said, I got love for each and every one of you guys. I'm inspired by each and every one of you guys. So make sure we connect. Be sure to text me. Be sure to head over to go.millionairemindcast.com to enter our monthly giveaway of over $1,100 in prizes. And be sure to stay tuned for more information on our intimate wealth camps for people who are looking to take their wealth to the next level and some of our epic destinations all around the world. These are going to be events and experiences that are only going to be 5 to 10 people. These are going to be people that you grow your wealth with, that you partner with, that you learn from, that you grow from, that you add value to, that you become friends with. Our community is coming to this next level. We want to invite you in. We want to invite you in. So if you are interested in learning more about our wealth camps, just text wealth camp to 844-447-1555. We'll put you on the list, the secret list, and we'll give you guys more details coming up. With that being said, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends. Well, that wraps up this week's Friday Food for Thought. Hopefully you enjoyed that episode and got some massive value from it. And if you did, be sure to share it with somebody else who needs to hear this today. Continue sharing that love, that value with others. And if you have any questions that you want me to answer or topics or guests that you want me to bring on or discuss on future shows, you can head over to go.millionairemindcast.com and submit those. And by doing that, you also get entered into a monthly giveaway of over $1,100 in prizes. We pick one listener of the show each and every month to win that $1,100 in prizes. So you can enter that by going over to go.millionairemindcast.com. And if we haven't personally connected yet, be sure to text me at 844-447-1555. I love connecting with all the listeners of the show. It's been amazing getting to have conversations with each and every one of you and hear what your goals are and what big things you guys are up to. So if we haven't had a chance to connect yet, I want to connect with you. So text me at 844-447-1555. And last, be sure to head over to therichlifeacademy.com to check out all the amazing free and paid products that we offer to our Millionaire Mindcast family. If you haven't checked those out yet, from one-on-one coaching with me to courses to free content to events, we have all types of valuable tools and resources to help you on your wealth building journey wherever you may be at that point right now. So be sure to check out all of those and text me if you have any questions at 844-447-1555. If you're truly serious about taking your life, your business, your wealth, your health to the next level, then getting involved in our community and getting in proximity to others just like you who are taking massive action, who are supporting each other, who are challenging each other, who are sharing resources with each other. If you want to accelerate getting to where you know you're going to end up, then don't wait. Come and check out all that we have to offer today, and you can learn more over at therichlifeacademy.com. Until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.